Greetings, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. You have all heard about the devastating floods in Western Europe, and especially in Western Germany. CBS wrote on July 16, "The scale of the disaster in Western Europe is unlike anything the area has seen in living memory. Entire neighborhoods lay in ruins after days of heavy rains, the worst deluge recorded in the region in more than 200 years. Thousands of residents in Germany had been forced to evacuate their homes, and I might add, they are still waiting for help. They still can't go back. They're still cut off." The article continues, "The amount of rain that fell over 48 hours was double what normally would have fallen for the entire month of July." But there is other news. It was also reported that Siberia suffers from unprecedented burning, that China was hit by deadly floods and worst rains in 60 years, affecting tens of millions. There are fires burning throughout the United States and in other parts around the world. The Bootleg Fire, Oregon's third largest wildfire ever recorded, has devastated farm communities, has killed and maimed livestock, so animals are suffering too, are affected too by these terrible disasters. And we haven't even reached yet the fire season or the hurricane season. Newsmax gave the following update on Germany in an article dated July 21 saying this. A relief official said on Wednesday rescue crews were unlikely to find any more survivors in the rubble of villages devastated by floods in Western Germany. At least 170 people died in last week's flooding, Germany's worst natural disaster in more than half a century, and thousands went missing. Any victims that are found now are likely to be dead. The floods have dominated the political agenda less than 3 months before a national election in September and raised uncomfortable questions about why Europe's richest economy was caught flat-footed. Two-thirds of Germans believe that federal and regional policymakers should have done more to protect communities from floods. Chancellor Angela Merkel said authorities would look at what had not worked, after being widely accused of not being prepared, despite severe weather warnings from meteorologists. Herr Armin Laschet, who is supposed to be the next chancellor replacing Angela Merkel, was seen in a video laughing and joking in the background when President Steinmeier addressed the suffering of the people. And he was also actually seen laughing, joking. What about compassion? What about empathy in such serious situations? Angela Merkel took quite a while after her unsuccessful and meaningless trip to Washington to actually visit and inspect the areas devastated by the floods. Some papers even wondered, is she going to do that or is she going to celebrate her birthday instead? No wonder Germans are upset with their government, with their governmental officials. And as it was predictable, the rainfall, the floods were blamed on man-made global warming and climate change, even though there doesn't seem to be any connection between the floods and the climate change propaganda. You see, no matter what it is, it's blamed on climate change. When the condos collapsed in Florida, that was because of climate change. It's too hot because of climate change. It's too cold because of climate change. It's too much rain. It's not enough rain. There are earthquakes, tornadoes, volcanoes. It's all blamed on climate change. The list is endless. But you know, the real cause for these terrible disasters is being overlooked. It is Satan who is the God and the ruler of this world. And he most certainly can call fire to come down from heaven, even. He can bring tornadoes, hurricanes. He can bring floods. But at the same time, he can only do what God allows him to do. So the question still remains, why does God allow these things to happen? The short answer is, the most powerful answer is, to wake us up. You see, Noah was asked by God to build an ark. And he did so. And while he was doing this, people came and wondered what this guy is doing in the middle of the desert there, building a boat. And so he told them, he's called a preacher of righteousness, because this couldn't be hidden, and so the word was spread. People came, more and more people came. Noah told them, the world was warned. How many did repent? How many did change their ways? How many did turn to God? The answer is nobody. Nobody except those who ended up surviving in the ark. Later on, God would send prophet after prophet after prophet to Old Testament Israel and Judah to warn them of impending disaster for many, many years, telling them, unless you change, unless you turn to me, your nations will be destroyed by the enemy. And that's exactly what happened, first by the Assyrians and then by the Babylonians, because nobody, just about nobody, only very few, repented. Only very few turned to God. Today the warning is going out in all the world via the vehicle, the instrument of the internet. The warning that days are going to come, so bad in its scope, that unless God would intervene and shorten those days, no one would be able to survive. Jesus Christ said that. He warned of the Great Tribulation. He also warned that people will not listen, as they haven't listened in the past, as they haven't listened at the time of Noah, until the flood came, and then it was too late. Today, how many are listening to the warning message being given? Not very many. And then you will have the two witnesses who will preach for about 3.5 years, warning again the world of terrible times to come. Not many will repent. Not many will turn to God. The Bible tells you so. The question is, are you going to be an exception? Are you going to wake up? Are you going to turn to God? Are you going to repent? Because if you do, God is going to be with you, no matter through what fire, through what rain, through what flood, through what hurricane you are going. In order to help you to better understand what it means to turn to God and why we have the terrible situation in this world today, please read our free booklets, Human Suffering, Why, and How Much Longer? And also Baptism, a Requirement for Salvation. These booklets will give you answers. And so I like to thank you for your attention, because it's going to get worse, so much worse, before it's going to get better. This is Norbert Lenk for the Standing Watch program.